appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight and be in service with you. If you got your Bibles, want to read along with us, turn with us to the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter. Read one verse here tonight. We feel this is the closest thing to our heart. Had about three different places, to be honest with you, kind of on our heart and mind the last few days. But we feel this is the verse that the Lord would have us to read tonight, so you just pray for us. Sometimes it's hard to get settled on which direction to go. When you've got multiple thoughts and multiple things that kind of that's come across your mind, your heart. But I really feel tonight this is what the Lord would have us to read, so we don't know which way we might go with this or what we might say, but I just trust the Lord tonight that He deliver that we stand in need of, and we can leave and say it was good to be in the Lord's house. I'm glad I can already say that. I'm glad I felt the presence of the Lord here tonight. He's with us. Boy, I really appreciate that. I don't ever take it for granted to come out to the Lord's house and be able to worship Him. I truly, really count it a great honor and a privilege to be able to gather together and freely worship Him in spirit and in truth. So Hebrews chapter number 10, we'll read one verse, verse number 32. The Bible reads like this, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great flight of afflictions. That's the scripture in the verse tonight that I feel the Lord would have us to read. Maybe seems strange to read that. I never have tried to preach from this particular verse and hadn't very mentioned it very often in preaching or teaching or anything, just to be honest with you. But I really feel this is what the Lord would have us to read tonight. But just can't get away from it tonight where He said, just call remembrance the former days after you were illuminated. I don't know about anybody else, but I tell you, that's a hard thing for me to forget, amen? The time that I got saved, the time that I was transformed and brought into the marvelous light and the glorious light of God. Do you remember that night? Remember that time? I tell you, boy, what a wonderful and glorious time it was to know that the God of heaven, the God of glory, would save an old wretch like me. Boy, to know that He would die and make a way and a plan. That I'll go ahead and say this, that we never caught God off guard. Boy, He had a way and a plan made for you and I that we could escape hell and be brought into His marvelous light. Boy, illuminated me, changed me, my eternal destination forever. But I think a lot of times folks get into a state of complacency where they just really forget about exactly what God's done for them and forget about where God's brought them from and where they could be, have it not be for the grace of God. Oh, I tell you tonight, I'd hate to think of where I'd be right now, Brother Jeff, had it not been for the marvelous grace of God. Well, I tell you, I'm glad I'm saved. Boy, I tell you, but I believe with all my heart. The Bible said this in the book of Revelation in one place. The Lord said, I have somewhat against you because you've forgotten your first love. And Apostle Paul said in another place, he said, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you have not obeyed the truth? And I tell you tonight, I think it'd do us good. We ought to get to a place where we'd remember where we're at and what God's done for us. Just truly think about call to remembrance, amen, those former days. Boy, when we was once illuminated. Remember the time when, boy, you used to have an excitement about going to the house of God. Boy, I'm glad I tell you what tonight. I'm glad it still thrills my soul to go to the house of God. I don't see anybody get to a place in their life, Brother Jeff, where it just seemed like have no desire to go to the house of God. Boy, I tell you, there's something special, amen. Well, that goes on down to the church house, amen. Well, I'm telling you tonight, thank God I'm glad I'm saved. Well, I tell you, the Bible said in one place, well, it said we got a treasure in an earthen vessel. And I tell you what, thank God, I'm glad that God saved no boy like me. I tell you tonight, thank God, I'm glad that but the Bible said in one place that we ought to stir up that gift of God, amen, that's in us. Amen, I don't know about you, but my mind goes back to that little old lady over there, amen, when she said, come to the man of God and say it, the creditor's going to come, amen, take my son to be bondsman. Amen. The man of God asked her, Brother Jeff, walk of life. Amen. Sometimes, amen, heartaches and troubles, amen, trials come along. Amen. But I tell you what, amen, the Bible said, amen, that we ought to think on heavenly things. Amen. We ain't got to stay in the mully grubs. Amen. We ain't got to stay down in the mouth all the time. I tell you, it do us good every once in a while just to get excited. Amen. Just do us good every once in a while. Amen. To think about, amen, the goodness of God. Amen. Think about His grace. Think about that blood that He shed. Amen. For you and I. Amen. Think about where we'd be if it not be for Calvary. I'm telling you, oh, it'd do us good. Amen. To call remembrance of what it was like of the very moment when God saved our soul. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, oh, it'd do us good. Amen. To get to a place where we draw close to Him. Amen. The Bible said, draw nigh unto God. Amen. He'll draw nigh unto you. I'm telling you, this is a relationship tonight. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. If you're going to be successful in a relationship, you got to put forth some effort. Amen. I'm telling you, well, if you're going to, amen, draw close. Amen. If you're going to stay close, you got to put forth some effort. I'm telling you, oh, it do us good. Amen. To get fall in love with the Lord all over again. I'm telling you, I believe in love at first sight. Amen. When it comes to the Lord, I'm telling you, nobody ever loved me the way He did. I'm telling you, the night I met Him, I ain't got over it since. Thank God. I'm telling you, I remember what it was like when He saved my soul. That very moment, I was illuminated. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, boy, if you're ever going to improve in your relationship, ever gonna get anywhere in your relationship, you gotta work on it. I'm telling you, it's a lot like a marriage is. Amen. But I'll go ahead and say this. Amen. To my shame. Amen. I make mistakes. I know I'm not the best husband in the world. Amen. But you know what? Tonight, amen, we're the bride of Christ. And I'm telling you, we've got a heavenly husband that don't make mistakes. Thank God. Amen. Where I'll say the wrong thing. Amen. Sometimes I'll do the wrong thing. But thank God, my Lord, my Savior. Well, listen, I'm glad tonight He ain't like me. He don't make mistakes. He knows the right time to say stuff. Amen. He knows the right words to say. His timing's just right. His words just right. His actions just right. Thank God, I'm glad for it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, me and my wife, we have spats. Amen. Well, we don't get along. But I'm going to tell you this tonight. I see folks that take things out on God. I see folks that get upset with the Lord. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I don't see how they do it. Amen. As good as He's been to us. How that somebody could get angry with a loving God. Amen. That we've got. How in the world they can get upset with Him. I just don't know, because I tell you, God's been nothing but good to you and I. Amen. Far better, amen, than what we deserve. Thank God. I'm glad. The Bible said He daily loadeth us with benefits. Amen. I'm not good to my wife on a daily basis. Sometimes I mess up. But the Lord don't, amen. Boy, I don't treat her like I should every day. But the Lord does me. Glory be unto God. I'm glad of that, ain't you? Amen. But you know what? Amen. In spite of my mistakes, amen. In spite of, amen, my wrongdoings and my untimeliness, amen. She still likes to spend time with me. Amen. I tell you what, I believe a child of God, I want to spend time with the Lord. Amen. Believe that. I see folks in their marriage say their marriage to draw cold, Brother Jeff. They'll say they want to kennel things up. They want to take time for one another. And that's good. Me and my wife still enjoy going places by ourselves and having some time together. We enjoy. Don't do it like I should, I know. Enjoy doing things as a family. Can I tell you something tonight? Amen. It takes going to church. Amen. Amen. Spending time with the church family. But I'm telling you something. Where you really draw close at. Amen. When you spend time with the Lord all by yourself. I'm telling you, don't depend on the preacher. Don't depend on the Sunday school teacher. Build your relationship in the stillness of the midnight hour, all by your lonesome, with you and God, and you can grow and draw close, amen. Well, you can draw close. You can draw close with him when you get him all by yourself. Well, I tell you what, boy, I'm thankful for the times I ride down the road and just be with the Lord. Spend some time with him. Sometimes I sing to him. Riding down the road, Brother Jeff. Folks say, well, that's peculiar and that's strange. Well, you might not like it, but he likes it pretty good. Sometimes my wife kids me. I like to aggravate her and sing to her. Nobody else wouldn't care nothing for it, Brother Jeff. But she enjoys it pretty good. I'm telling you, Lord's the same way. Well, sometimes I just get in the car with him, riding down the road with him, getting to singing to him. He lets me know he likes it. Amen. How you know, preacher? Because he'll get up close to me. Amen. I'm to my scoops right up next to me, riding down the road. Sometimes I'll forget where I'm at and where I'm going. Amen. Think about it tonight. Call remembrance those former days when you after you are illuminated. Well, I tell you what, I never will forget the time me and Kitsy's eyes met. Very first time I seen her, fell in love with her. That smile that comes on her face. Every now and then when I come home from work, it don't happen every day. Every now and then, Brother Jeff, when I come home from work and our eyes lock, that same smile still come across her face. And it still does something for me to this day. I'm telling you, when I spend time with the Lord, I'm talking about when he gives me that look. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I've got a look of love. Oh, when it comes to the Lord. And thank God. I ain't got over it. Amen. Call to remember. All remembrance those former days after you were illuminated. Well, I'm glad I've got a time when I met the Lord. Some folks, that's foolish. Some folks say, well, I don't think it's as important as you lay hold and you claim it is. I'm telling you what, according to his word right here, he said, come now, let us reason together. He wants you to talk to him just like he wants me to talk to him. And I had to meet him the same way you'll have to meet him. I'm going to heaven, not because of anything that I've done, but because of everything that he done. But you know what I've done? I've done everything in obedience to the word of God. And I've got a testimony, Brother Jeff, not because that I've done a certain thing or I've done this or I've done that. But one day as a 14-year-old boy, the Lord come by where I was at. Let me know I was lost. Let me know I needed a Savior. I didn't know exactly what I needed, but boy, I know I needed some help. I knew my heart and my soul was in trouble. And I know this may be a little different tonight, but I can't help it. I'm just trying to follow the Lord. And I knew I was in help. And I knew I needed him. I'd heard about him. But I knew I needed to meet him. I knew I needed to have a little talk with him. I didn't know what to say. Didn't know how to pray. Didn't know how to get his attention. But I found out real quick it wasn't in the words that I said. But boy, when I got in a place of humility. Boy, when I just opened my heart up and poured my heart out unto him and realized I needed him. Boy, when I got to that place, I tell you, he illuminated me. Oh, when I got to a place where I surrendered all, I tell you, all of heaven just poured right down the depths of my soul. Oh, and it changed my life forever. Oh, I'll be forever grateful for the saving grace of an almighty God. Amen. Stand tonight. I'm through. I want to give you an opportunity to pray. If they'll come around tonight and get a verse of a song. Do you have a place that you can even go back and remember? Do you have a personal time that you can really even reflect on and remember and rejoice over? Brother Jeff, over in the state of South Carolina, I had some chaplains had a talk with me about some of the prison services. And they said, I just want to ask, they started this little thing, they called it an electionary schedule. That they wanted us to read scriptures from. They wanted to tell us what scriptures. And we had three different places we could pick from when we come in. They said, you can either preach from this place, or this place. And that's what you got to pick from. That's what you got to choose from. They said, the reason we want you to do that is because so many has got an evangelistic mindset about them. And all they want to do is come in here and preach about Jesus and preach about being saved. And I thought to myself, I said, well, it bothered me. I'll be honest with you, it hindered me. And I thought about it, I didn't know what to do. I thought, Lord, I've always tried to be sensitive to your leadership. Sometimes I preach to the church when I go into prison. Sometimes I preach to the lost. Just try to be obedient to the Lord. I don't go in there just necessarily hammer down every time I'm preaching to the lost. But I thought, you know what? It's a shame and a disgrace when somebody claims they can't glean nothing from a salvation message. But I tell you what, every time I hear saving grace of God preached, it reminds me of just how good what I really got. It reminds me of what that covenant that I entered into, just how true it really is. And I tell you what, I appreciate the Word of God. I don't care what the message is, I can glean from it. But I tell you what, if you can't glean from a salvation message, if you can't enjoy it and think about, boy, just how good it is to know that you're saved, something's wrong with you. If you ain't got a place where it just gets down in the deeps of your heart and just gets down in there and stirs up something, I'd get in this altar and I'd pray about that. And I'd try to find me a place. And I tell you, maybe you might get that place tonight where you can have a day and a time and a place in your life and you can say, boy, that's the time that it really happened. Boy, that's the time when it really took place. That's when God and church got real to me, when I got illuminated. How about tonight, while you stand to your feet, while they sing a verse of some song tonight?